What is up, family? Welcome to another episode of the All Moves Podcast. This is Anthony Manai here speaking. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Appreciate you, family, for tuning in. Let's jump right into it. Anything man-made can be understood. Anything and everything that is man-made, created by a human being, can be understood. Now, why is this important? Because now the question changes, right? It's not about if you can do it, because certain people are in a situation right now, right? There's many people in a situation right now where they look at life and they say, can I actually do this? Can I make moves? Can I bet on myself? Can I really get out of this situation I'm in? Can I get clear? Can I become aware? The question is not if you can do it. And we're talking about the things that are man-made, right? It's not that if you can or can't. The question is if you want to. And are you willing to put in the time? Because at the end of the day, family, if we can see our situation for what it actually is, we will see that we are all exactly where we want to be. We're all exactly where we want to be. Now, how difficult this is to accept when you are living every single day saying, man, I don't know what's going on. I'm not where I want to be. I don't know what I want to do. I don't understand. We are all exactly where we want to be because of the stories you tell yourself, because of how you view the world, what you've accepted, what you believe to be true about yourself, about your world, about what you can or cannot do, living in the past, not being aware of yourself, not having interest and curiosity. If you are here right now listening to the sound of my voice, and don't mind my voice is a bit dry, I'm losing it a little bit, and it's a bit choppy. But if you're listening to my choppy ass voice right now, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, just understand that you're listening to this for a reason. There's some interest. There's something that got you interested in order for you to press play and listen to the sound of my voice, which means what? What does that mean, right? That means there's something that you want to happen. There's something that you're unaware of, or there's something that you want to get out of this, right? Again, when you are interested, you're willing to listen. And you're listening for a certain reason. We're all where we want to be. Because you wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now if you didn't want to, if you wasn't interested. Again, if you didn't have some level of curiosity. What is this guy talking about? What is he saying? Let me tune into Anthony's podcast today. Think about it. You had a click on my podcast, or maybe you got a notification. Maybe you saw this on my Instagram. Maybe wherever you found this information from. Maybe you found it through the algorithm of the podcast platform. If you did, follow me on Instagram at Anthony Manaya 1. That's at Anthony Manaya, the number 1. Whatever it is, you clicked it, you were interested, you dove it, you're diving into it right now. Meaning you're exactly where you want to be. You want to listen to this right now. You made that decision. And there's a certain reason why. There's something about you that is interested, that is willing to listen with open ears. We're exactly where we want to be. So if we can understand this, again, eliminating this idea that we can't do it, that it's something else. We started off the podcast by saying everything man-made can be understood. Again, knowing that, now the question is no longer if I can or can't. If I can't, it's about do I want to, and if I'm willing to put in the time. Knowing that I'm exactly where I want to be shows exactly what we talked about in the last episode. We talked about fear of ending the known. And that realization I had when it comes to ending the known and the changing of it, instead of fearing the unknown, because the unknown is something that we just don't know. You can't, we don't fear something that we don't know, right? So we fear the ending of what we know or the changing of what we know, which then again changes the entire conversation. Now, what we're talking about here is everything man-made, anything man-made can be understood. You have the ability. My mind is rolling right now. My mind is rolling right now. I'm jumping. I don't want to jump too far. The mind created bridges. The mind created the satellites. The mind created the television. The mind created the car. The mind created these products, services, technology, devices. It created through these ideas, through the mind alone, imagination. Looking to solve problems. Looking first, we understood a problem. And then we came with the solution. That's how powerful the mind is, right? Inventing things, destroying things with thoughts alone. Ideas alone. Saying, okay, this is the idea I have. We can do this, this, and this. We can create this. Look at all the weapons that have been created with the mind. Hey, let's create all these weapons, guns, bombs, all these things that we create. Again, through the mind. Whether you label these things great technology, bad technology, good technology, I'm telling you, overall, we've created these things with thoughts alone. A mindset, hey, let's cause destruction in some way, and came up with these ideas. And another mind came up, let's invent things that will help people, and let's invent, you know, this all this technology that's available to us that makes life the way it is. We have the ability to create. That's the mind. Now, based on the foundation of what it is that you prioritize, right, where you see a need at, where you see a problem at, you can dive into that and create the solution. And really think about the solution in a real way. We created all these things. Now, the creation that came from a mind, no matter how, you know, how much it can help you, or no matter how destructive it is, no matter what you label it, no matter what, we created these things. That means it came from a mind. We develop a system. We develop the technology. Someone has spent years and years in developing this product, this service, this invention. And then there's you with the same mind, right? You have the same mind, access to the same level of energy. These things that have been presented and created by humans, the money system, the cars, whatever it is, right? You're able to jump in the school system. You're able to jump in and say, all I need to do is learn and put in the time. Because a human being created this from scratch. No matter how complex it is, a rocket ship, all these weapons, or a car, or television, whatever it is. Anything and everything that is man-made can be understood, just takes time. So now when you're going into this system, when you're looking to dive into something, whatever field you want to get into, however you want to provide value to this world. And again, I'm not recommending people to do it through guns and bombs, and because I know I'm talking about that. No, right? I'm only saying how creative the mind is, even through destruction, or even through inventing to eat, or even through transportation, or even through whatever form of convenience, creating a boat that floats on water, creating a ship that flies into space, a spaceship, right? Creating planes, like all these things we created with the mind. you can do the same thing, right? You can see problems and solve them, especially your own. Now, why is this important? Why am I diving into this? Why? Why is this important? Why do I even care, right? It's because I know there's people who feel like it's over. Life is over. What do I do? How do I provide value to this world? Can I really do it? I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. I've made so much mistakes in the past. I've done so many things. And what I'm telling you here is that you can do it. Regardless of what your situation is, the mind is so powerful that it can make an adjustment. It will always create a way. Now, we always talking about fear on this podcast. And we always talk about how strong fear is. How one's fear will blind them from ever seeing what is, right? How one's fear will blind them from seeing what is true, from seeing themselves, from seeing the power that we have as a human being. I've been speaking about this, fam, in the last 2 weeks. We spoke about fear last episode. Then we spoke about Homo sapiens, right? Ourselves. The human mind, how powerful it is that we can literally create anything from scratch. And now what we're talking about is that anything that has been built by a human mind can be understood. Any language, any system, anything that we've created. If you're jumping into any field, just know, yes, you're going to be a rookie in any field that you do. You start a new job, start a new business. Whatever it is that you're doing, it can be understood. You can learn the game and you can play it better than everybody else. You just need to put in the time. And that's a beautiful thing. And when we say that we're exactly where we want to be, is you have the decision to make, right? You have a decision to make. You have a decision to make. Do I want to put in the time? Am I serious enough to commit my entire life to understand the details? Or am I approaching everything half-assed? Am I approaching everything with 20% of my energy, expecting 100% results? Am I not all in, right? Because if you're not all in, then you're getting the results that you deserve. And I can guarantee you're not being all in. You can almost guarantee, oh, wow, of course I'm getting this result. Of course I'm making the money that I'm making. Of course I know the things that I know. I'm very limited with my knowledge and my education on certain things. And I'm talking about self-education and learning by doing and also learning by failing, right? Taking action, making adjustment, learning through failure, through adjustment. The greatest teacher of them all, which is failure, right? When you move with hesitation, when you think that it's something else, oh, I gotta believe in myself. I hope I make it happen. I wish and make it happen. I wish I can do all these things. I would love to do this. I would love to do that. I would love to do this. Do you know how many people are living life thinking that everyone else is special? Do you know how many people are living life thinking that, oh, that person's more is better than me. That person's more special. That person can do it. I can't do it. When the human mind, again, is so powerful, it can invent things, destroy things with thoughts alone, with ideas. No one is better than you. No one's special. They just put in the time. to understand. How do I get to this place where I'm speaking about the things that I'm speaking about? People ask me all the time, Anthony, how are you able to do this? Anthony, wow, you're so special. Anthony, I'm not special. I'm no different than you. I'm no different than you. I just put in the time. I'm really interested. I'm curious. I'm passionate about the things that I talk about and the things that I do. I'm all in. And when you're all in, you pay attention to the details. When you're not all in, you don't pay attention to the details. You overlook the details. You think it's something outside of yourself. You start justifying your known situation, right? You start justifying why you are in the position you're in. I'm not good enough. I'm not great enough. I'm not worthy enough. Others are better than me. Others are special. Because at the end of the day, fam, you will always do what you really want to do. Which is why you're listening to the sound of my voice right now. Like I said earlier, you're here for a reason, right? You're listening to this for a reason. The most life-changing moment is to understand why. What are you looking to get? What are you looking for? What do you want? Because you're always doing what you want. But are you aware of what you want? Because a lot of people are moving with these autopilot moves, right? They're moving on autopilot, making decisions based on how they feel, not understanding why, right? Never really looking to dive into it. But what is the foundation behind the moves you make? What do you fucking want? Because you will always get what you truly want. You will always get what you always deserve what you settle for. And what you allow will always continue. You will always get what you truly set your mind to. The moment you get all in. The moment you say, look, there is no choice. I'm all in. If it's a man-made game, you can always understand how it's played. It's all over the place. Through mentors, through podcasts, through books, through other forms of education, right? You will always figure it out. And this is something, man, that I get so passionate about because being 18, 19 years old, over 11-something years ago, right? <clears throat> 11, 12 years ago, I'm looking at myself saying, look, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't really know where I'm going. But what I do know is I'm just going to go all in. And I'm going to fail as fast as possible. I'm just going to go all in. There is no plan B because plan B, like Will Smith said, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Will Smith said many years ago, I would say about 10 years ago as well, because I know the video was popular when I was like 18, 19. It's probably way before that. He said, there is no plan B because it distracts from plan A. And I remember watching that video and I'm like, yeah, there is no plan B. I'm going all in. But it's all in with the mentality of knowing when to make an adjustment. It's not all in, I'm all in, right? And then saying, I don't see nothing else. No, I'm all in because the decision I'm making is built on a foundation of what I prioritize. I prioritize freedom. I prioritize truth. I want to see myself. I want to see what is so I can grab it and make an adjustment and I can understand it. I want to address my problems. Now, the system and the vehicle and how I do it can change. I have to adjust. I have to know when to quit. I have to know when to adapt. I have to know when I'm holding on to something for too long. See, people are like, oh, don't quit on this, don't quit on that. No, when you're all in, it's a constant, never-ending game of adjustments. Which means there's ways to, hey, I got to quit being this way to make an adjustment and do something new. I have to quit this strategy to recreate something new. Not leave the whole entire game because there's no plan B. It's quit the strategy, the vehicle, make an adjustment. I committed. There was no other choice because I knew that anything that's man-made, I can understand. I just need to dive into it. I need to just become so passionate about it, which passion is something that you can't teach. But I knew I'm so passionate about the foundation of my mind, which is freedom, which is truth, which is understanding myself. I want to see myself for who I actually am, not who I wish I was. And this is a never-ending game, right? Never-ending game. As far as the vehicles that are man-made or the resources that I need, those things are easy. Those things are easy because, again, anything man-made can be understood. Everything man-made can be understood. Just takes time. It takes time to understand, right? I just need to understand it. I just need to learn it. But as far as understanding yourself and being solid with yourself and seeing yourself for what you actually are, that's everything. Once you see that you're a human being, go back to and listen to the episode Homo Sapiens. Go back to that episode. I talk about this as a human being. You're powerful. You can create these things. And I look to create more examples, right? Spaceships, the microwave. And I say things like guns and bombs. And I talk about those things because think about it. The mind is creating these things. What if there was a device that lights up and goes like this? Boom, right? It's like, wow, who would even think? Like, where does that come from? Let's not judge that. I just find it so interesting. Wow, someone's creating this device, this metal, this thing. Put it in here. Add some gunpowder to it. Boom. What? We could use this for many different things, right? Now, again, many people view that. I'm just fascinated with the fact that that wasn't even a thing until someone created that. All these things, whether it's through fear, destruction, or whether it's through transportation. Let's look at transportation. Fuel needed to drive. Fuel needed to fly a metal piece of a metal freaking plane. It's so interesting what the mind can do. And I'm looking for more examples. Give me something else. A toaster, an oven, just all these things. Like, what? The mind has created that? The mind can do this? The mind can really do this. And then there's you, thinking that you're special or thinking that you're something else. Oh, I can't do it. I was born this way. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. I'm not blessed enough. I don't pray enough. Oh, man. It's just all so interesting to me that the question is not if you can or can't. The question is if you want to. Remember all these things that you see today. And don't judge them. Don't judge the inventions I'm speaking about. Because everybody talks about the same thing, right? You know, like social media and these cars. I'm just talking overall, just inventions in general. How somebody can, in their mind, say, let's come up with something that does this. And then does it and goes for it because it knows that, hey, there's no plan B. I'm just going to invent this stuff because I see a need in it, right? Again, let's not judge these things. I'm just saying how powerful the human mind is. And you're no different. You can do the same, man. You can do the same. You can do the same. Why is it that we think, oh, I can't do it, or I'm frustrated with myself, or I feel stuck? You know how many people feel stuck because they're afraid to put an end to the known? They're afraid of changing their situation? When you would always figure it out, you would always figure it out. When you bet on yourself and you would go all in on yourself, you will always figure it out. Again, all these inventions created, someone has figured that out. Do we not see that? The light bulb, all of these things, someone figured it out. Someone said, yo, listen, let's do 10,000 ways on how it doesn't work. Let's fail 10,000 times. Are you willing to fail 10,000 times? Are you willing to do it over and over and over and over and over and over again until you get it right? Until you understand? Come on, man. You can really do this shit. You can really make it happen. I'm over here losing my voice on this podcast. That's how passionate I am about this shit. How your mind is so powerful that you can literally understand your situation if you're interested. If you're not interested, there's no shot. Because the brain shuts down. You're not interested. There's no shot. How can you understand when you don't want to understand, when you're not interested? That's why I say we are all exactly where we want to be. Because what you're doing now in this position that you are in does something for you. It provides value to you in some way, whether it gives you comfort, whether it gives you security, or the stories you tell yourself. Just know it is very possible for you to go all in anything. Go all in anything. Yo, all in. You will always figure it out. I remember I read the book, The Art of War, right? And Sun Tzu said, there's this philosophy they had that's called the death ground. And they said what they realized, if they put their army and their backs are against a geographical feature, right? A mountain, water, you know, a large body of sea, like a sea, right? A large body of water, trees or something, that there is no retreat, that they always perform better. It's this burning all the bridges mentality. They always perform better because they say they have no choice. They got to make it happen. There is no retreat. They say, I'm willing to die on this battlefield. I'm willing to go all in on this battlefield. That mentality, again, it's a bit extreme, but that mentality is what we're talking about, is the all-in mentality. It's saying there is no other option. I'm a human being. I will figure it out. I'm interested. Dive into it. Study, study, study. Fail, adapt, observe. Observe it. See it. Understand it. You have that energy and that capability to do that. And when I say energy, I'm not saying some mythical shit that's going on. I'm saying your physical and mental energy, you have what it takes. But some people are pouring their energy to things that take it away, right? They're wasting time. They're consumed by meaningless conversations. They're not doing whatever it takes to understand themselves. They're wasting time. Oh, man. You know how many people are lying to themselves, family? You know how many people are lying to themselves? Saying, oh, man, I can't. I don't understand. I'm tired. I'm this. But they waste their time and energy. The most valuable things, the thing that you can never get back, is time. And we're talking about time, not just man-made time. We're talking about your body clock. We're all in the process of dying. Every single moment of our life, we're all in the process of dying. And because of that, time, one of the most important things that we have, so many people waste. The limited energy that we have in a day, so many people are giving their energy to things that are completely meaningless. They're giving their time and energy to people just to, you know, just to please others, right? For the moment. Wasting time having meaningless conversations about nothing that drain your energy. And you're like, man, what am I doing? What am I doing? What are you looking for, right? To then turn around and say, oh, I can't do it. I can't make moves. I can't bet on myself. I can't make these decisions. I can't head towards my fears. I can't do this. I can't do that. It's like, I'm not asking you to believe in yourself in this situation. Because again, belief blinds you from truth. I'm not asking you to wish for it. I'm not asking you, to wait outside of yourself, because all those things are comfortable to sit around and ask for some sort of hope and wanting some sort of hope. Those things are comfortable, right? Think about it. When you feel something that's all lost and when you feel like, I can't do it, when you've convinced yourself based on the stories you've told yourself that you can't. Oh, that you're not good enough. But what if I fail? What if I, all these reasons to why you're afraid to put an end to a known mentality, a known situation, a known position in life, the known, because you fear the known and you fear the change of a known, start justifying your situation. And now hope becomes something that's inspiring to people, right? It's great. Hope, please, you can do it. You can do it. Believe. What I'm telling you is, when you understand yourself as a human being, you have the ability to actually do it. Everything and anything that is man-made can be understood. So there is no excuse to why you can't. It can be completely understood, which means just learn it and do it. You will understand it. On the other side of things, to think that other people are special, to think that other people are better than you, to think that, this person didn't go through it based on their past and my past was different and my experiences are different and all these things is different. When in actuality, you're suffering more from imagination than in the present moment. In the present moment, you are ignoring the present moment, talking about why the past still exists and why, you know, the future, which is not here yet, why your future, your thought of the future is real. When it comes to you saying, I can't do it. What if I fail and this and this and this? It's like, okay, what if you do fail? Failure is the greatest teacher of them all. Now what? When we start just breaking it all down, failure is the greatest teacher of them all. We influence the future with each decision that we make in the present. We have full control over how we respond to whatever comes our way. Everything man-made can be understood. Fear is an illusion. Adapt and adjust. Observe. No one's special. You can be whatever you set your mind to. Go all in. No plan B. You will always figure it out. That's what we do as human beings. Look at all these inventions that we created, from the highest of highest to the other things that we created. Things that cause destruction, things that cause transportation, things that allow us to fly across the world. Things that make things more convenient so we can eat better. Access to certain resources. We've invented these things. This is what all came from the mind. The structure, the system, the human system, the calendar, the time. the money system, all these things that we create. Look at all everything I just mentioned. What is the excuse? It all ends up, if you don't see this as facts, if you don't see it for yourself, then you start being confused. Oh, it's something else, it's something else, it's something else. But when you finally see it, everything I just mentioned, you will see, holy shit, I'm exactly where I want to be. I've made decisions that led me up to this point based on my level of awareness and based on the things that I know up to this point. But now I am aware. What happens from here on out, from this very exact moment, what happens to the mind? Because once it's open, it will never go back. Once the mind is open, it will never go back. Once you understand, once you are aware, it will never go back. It cannot go back. Which is why people alter what they see. They don't want to get rid of the known, right? I don't want to change my ways, Anthony. I'm too afraid. So then you don't want to see it as facts. I don't want to see that. That's not true. No. I can't do it because I got this going on and this happened to me. No, man. A change of perspective will solve all of your problems. A change of perspective will solve all of your problems. It will change your experience. Now what? What do we do now? Everything that I've mentioned destroys all these ideas that you have and all these thoughts you have about yourself that limits you. It destroys your limitations because you're like, wow, we did invent these things. Wow, I am a human being. Wow, failure is the greatest teacher of the world. Wow, I can learn this. Wow, if I put in the time, wow, it's all possible. It's all possible. Now the question is, do you want to do it? The question is, are you interested? The question is, do you want to dive into it? Do you want to put in the time? Are you prepared for all of this? Because if you don't really want it, if you're not prepared for it, because you can't fake passion, right? Can't fake it. Can't fake passion. Can't fake that. Can't teach that either. You either have it or you don't. You're either interested or you don't. You either dive into it to the point of interest. You're either curious about it. And clearly, those of you who are listening to this, you're curious about something. You've been listening to this for 38 minutes. You're interested in something. What is it? What is it? Can we break away from all the stories we've told ourselves and see things for what it actually is? And the fact is that you really, 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 really can become and will be whatever it is you set your mind to in a real, real way. I didn't think that was real for me 10 years ago, right? When I first, as a matter of fact, 11, 12 years ago, before I even picked up my first book, before I even asked my first question, before I even was aware, I didn't think it was like, yeah, whatever, right? I heard it in an Eminem song one time, Lose Yourself. The last thing he says in that song, he says, hey, man, you can do whatever you set your mind to, man. That's what he says in that song. And I'm like, yeah, not really, right? I ain't control of things. I can't do this. I can't do that. It's like, yeah, whatever, you know. Sounds good. The song is good, Eminem. It's great. Lose yourself in the moment, the music, the moment. Oh, I like it. Then he says, yo, you can really do whatever you set your mind to, man. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. But when you see that is fucking facts, when you see the reality of that, when you see it, when you really understand, wow, you could really do whatever you set your mind to. Even if it takes more time. Even if you continue to fail and fail and fail and fail and fail and fail. And just continue to fail until it no longer makes sense. And you're like, man, You will always become more aware every step of the way. I fail more times than most people do. I fail more times than most people take action. I have ideas in my mind, and those ideas instantly turn into action. And then I fail, and then just I learn. I'm learning through every process of failure. Because I understand, wow, this was created, this game was created by humans, this game, it's a game. Let me put in the time, let me understand it. Let me understand how this is all played. Within my own self, let me understand myself first, because if I have self-knowledge, right? If I have the self-knowledge, meaning the understanding of me, if I understand me, which is a never-ending game, if I continue to see myself for who I actually am, then everything else becomes easy. Everything else is all man-made. Everything else comes from the mind. I can dive into any field and understand it. I just need to put in the time. I can understand what it takes because I just need to put in the time if I'm interested. But without the self-knowledge, all other knowledge is meaningless. Without self-knowledge, fam, all the other knowledge is meaningless. Because you will never see yourself. You'll be blinded by what you wish it was and not focused on what it actually is. So what I'm telling you is, go all in. Bet on yourself. All these words, these are buzzwords for people, right? These are buzzwords for people who don't want to do it, who are not interested. Go all in. You can do it. You can make it happen. Right? Yeah, it sounds good. Like the Eminem line, hey, you can do whatever you set your mind to, man. I'm like, oh, wow, cool. Not even registered with that. It doesn't even register in my mind. It didn't even register. It's just like, whatever. It's just a line in a song. But when it's real, when you can really do these things, you can bet on yourself, you can go all in, you can understand. Now it comes down to, wait a minute. You are doing exactly what you want to do at all times. You're exactly where you want to be. The moment you don't want to be in this position, you will automatically change it without hesitation. In a real way, you will change it without hesitation. You will completely put an end to something that you don't want, always. And a lot of the moves you're making today, you're doing it for a reason. Are you aware to why you're making the moves you're making? Because you're doing it for a reason. You talk to the people you talk to for a reason. And it's all confusing if you're lying to yourself. If you're focused on what you wish it was and not what it actually is. If you're building a life around the avoidance of your problems, you will never see yourself because you don't want to see it. Again, you're not interested. But every move you're making, you're listening to this for a reason. You talk to the people you talk to for a reason. You eat the food you eat for a reason. You make the money you make for a reason. You work the job you work for a reason. You feel the way you feel about yourself for a reason. Now, a lot of this stuff comes from how it comes from your perception and how you view the situation. When you're walking around thinking, oh, I'm crazy. When you're walking around thinking I'm not good enough. When you're walking around thinking something's wrong with my mind. You're walking around thinking, oh, man, it happened when I was young. You're walking around thinking all these things about yourself when this present moment is a brand new moment. At this very moment, there can be complete, total transformation in your life. I need new words. Words doesn't even explain what I'm saying. I got to use new words. I say transformation, but that's been overused, overhype. I need new words. Complete mutation of the mind. Complete destruction of the old. And a birth of the new. Like, I need new words to describe what is being said. Like, this is real. This very moment right now with a total perspective change. with a total awareness of oneself, if you become aware of everything that you're doing, holy shit, you see yourself, wow, so clear. There's complete instant change. When you really, 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 really want to do something, where you see it, you start planning it, strategically setting it up. All right, I'm going to do this. Here's my plan. Here's what I'm going to do. You're not looking to sit around and wait. You're not looking to sit around to get the approval from anybody. You're betting on yourself. You're going all in because that's what the human mind can do. Just many people are not aware of that, man. Just how powerful the mind is. Look how we're so busy judging and assuming and having all these opinions on other people and certain things and even certain inventions, right? That's why I was talking about all this stuff about the guns, the bombs, the this. I talk about that because automatically people have a negative connotation to these things. Yes, right? Yes, a lot of what people think about it is true. But just think about the mind that invented these things and everything that you see. The generators that generate, that come from the solar panels, that come from, you know, that create this energy to have your freaking light on in your house right now. The thing that plugs into the wall, that charges your phone, and your phone is a device. I don't even know how it's made, but it came from somebody's brain. It's if that's not interest, it's like to think that, oh, it's a wise person who's doing this stuff. It's a wise person. They're more smarter than me. They're more wiser than me. They're better than me. They're special than me. No, man. They're just more interested in these things. What are you interested in? Because most people are interested in running away. That's a fact. People are interested in running away. Oh, Anthony, just chill. Why you gotta be so much? Why you gotta be so intense? Why you gotta be so, like, just be tranquilo? Why is it a problem? See, man, this is what people, like, come on. Come on. There's no passion. There's no energy. There's no drive. There's no interest in anything but running away. Slaving away at a job that you say you hate, but yet you stay in. Slaving away and staying in a relationship with somebody that's causing you more pain. Come on. This is what we're talking about. This is the life. That's it. This is life. That's it. Complain, live in fear, allow our fears to consume our minds. Is this what we're doing? Are you feeling me right now? Are you listening to this really? Are you really listening to this real? Is this hitting you in any way? Because if it is, then there's something here. If this episode is hitting you right now and these words are hitting you mentally, physically, emotionally, if it's hitting you in a real way and you're listening to this and you're responding to it, whether with energy, if your leg's shaking, if your head is moving up and down, if you're pacing back and forth, if you're just like, if you're really listening, then what is that? What is that? That means there's something there, man. I get so passionate because it's so clear to me that you can really do whatever you set your mind to. Everything and anything that is man-made can be understood. The most important thing to understand is yourself, and not yourself that you like chocolate chip cookies and you watched his favorite TV show and you love hiking and the beach. We're not talking about that. We're talking about yourself as a human being. The human mind, how powerful it is. How you're no different from anybody else, that you really can make shit happen. Whatever ideas that you have, you can really put it into execution. You can put it into work. You can create things your own. If you see something can be done in a better way or a more effective way, you can create that. You can put a team together to do that. You can create the solution to this problem, even if you don't know how to do it. Are you willing to put in the time to understand and learn how to do it? It's how can I do it? Not if I can. Am I good enough? No, you're more than good enough. And that's not something that I'm saying so you can believe in these words that I'm saying, because that's what everybody does. Believe in yourself and you can do it and hope for the best. That's not what I'm talking about. You really can make it happen only if you want to. Only if you are interested. Because once you are interested, once there's curiosity, you go all in. And when you go all in, you see nothing else. You just go all in and you make adjustments along the way. You're all in. And whatever you're all into, right, you will always figure it out. You will always figure it out. Just understand this, fam. You will always figure it out. You will never allow yourself to think, but what if I fail and then I live in the street and I live in the sewer and then now I'm, you know, having dinner with the rats underneath the sewer system? And what if I'm so, you know, so broke that I bet on myself and now I'm living in the middle of the street staring on the floor and you know, soaking the rain? No, you only allow those things to happen if you want that to happen. Meaning the stories you tell yourself, oh, I know nothing else, I can't do anything else. Even those who don't know what they're doing. Even those who don't know what they're doing, they head towards a direction. They say, nah, I'm going this way. I don't want to do this. This is not what I'm interested in. I'm not going to do this. I will create a way. You will always create a way. Think about your biggest struggles you've ever had. Yo, man, think about what you've struggled with before in the past. Think about it. Your biggest struggles, things that you thought was a big deal. Oh, I'll never come back from this. You always created a way. I'll never get over this breakup. You always create a way. I lost so much money. You always create a way. You will always figure it out. When you want it, you will always figure it out. Do you know how much certainty, if you can understand this, do you know how much certainty you will move in any situation in life? Where you understand that so many people are moving with hesitation. So many people are moving with doubts and insecurities and problems in the mind that they don't understand. And they're looking to escape from their problems and they're looking to run away from themselves. So many people are hesitating, not interested. So many uninterested in these people in this world. Do you know how much certainty you have when you know that there's no one playing in the game? Do you know how much certainty you have when you know that you are in full control over how you respond to whatever happens to you in your life? Do you know how much certainty you have going into any situation knowing, hey, I can figure this out. I just need to use my mind. Some of you don't allow the mind to do what the mind is capable of doing. Because of deep levels of conditioning, stories you bought into, unwilling to question your beliefs, holding on to the known, fear of changing the known, all these things that keep us in the same place, keep us exactly where we want to be. But just know, fam, you can do whatever you set your mind to, man. And that's real. And that's really real. Like, whatever you set your mind in a real way, study the game. See the ins and outs. See what it's required. You can really do that. See what it's going to take. Figure things out. Create something out of nothing. Create something out of nothing. Because that's how powerful the brain is. Someone looked in the desert, or a group of people looked at a desert and said, you know what? This is going to be Las Vegas. When America started with just 13 colonies, oh, we're going to go out west. Let's see what's out there. All of this you see today has been built through the mind of a human being. Someone is looking at the situation saying, man, I'm going to revolutionize this. And then everybody around this person calls them crazy. Oh, you crazy for that. You crazy for this. You're crazy for that. Why? When the human mind can make it fucking happen. What is social media? What is that? Someone looked at it and said, hey, how can we connect online? Oh, I can go on and 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 on about all the things that the mind that you created, meaning you are me, I am you, I'm talking about the brain, the mind, the intention, how you are focused on certain things just because one has an interest in something else. You may have an interest in something. What is that interest? What problems can you solve? What value can you provide to this world? You can really do it, man. Oh, man. And again, no matter what I say, no matter how excited one gets, at the end of the day, you will always do what you want to do. Always. You will always do the move that you feel is best for you based on the stories you tell yourself, based on the amount of time, energy that you put into whatever it is you need to learn, your level of interest, level of passion, all these things you tell yourself, right? At the end of the day, you will always do what you want to do. I love you guys. I love you, fam. I appreciate you. If you found this episode valuable, again, I'm recording this on my phone. I'll be in my studio. The next episode will definitely be on my studio. I've been out in Cali for 2 weeks doing a lot of business, seeing my clients. So I don't have my podcast equipment, my studio equipment. So I'm going to start getting portable studio equipment. So this is unacceptable. I'm going to do that. As of right now, the quality is different because I'm on the phone. So just in case if you guys were wondering, I'm losing my voice, fam. I'm out of here. I love you. Do me a solid favor. This will mean so much to me. If you can, please share this with somebody, you know, share this on your social media, tag me up on it, tell people to go listen to it. I would truly, truly appreciate it. And, go check out my awareness journal, my daily awareness journal, anthonymaniah.com for more details. You can go there, see my daily awareness journal. And with that being said, fam, I'll catch you guys next time. I love you. Appreciate you. Take care, fam. Peace.